purchase in 021.3 personnel. Okay, I guess we're at budget discussions.
How do you want to go about this? Do you want to go through line by line and try to get this thing finalized, or do you want to just go through where we have questions?
I'd like to go to questions. I've went through this time and time again,
but there's
and sure anyone that any I mean I have questions. I don't know if you have questions.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we'll go right to line to line. I noticed that we have our public administrator here. She's here to.
If you want to get her first and
yeah.
Let her go ahead and
yeah.
Be announced. You know, make that.
Thank you. Sure. And Carol Davis is here from the our public administrator, and we'll turn to her budget and see. Let her make any comments that.
Well, I read. You want me to comment? I've requested several times for some extra help in my office to try to get it. To run more efficiently, to serve the people more efficiently. And I was at a meeting, I guess in December, and Mr. Hausman tabled my request. So I've never, and then I've emailed you, did you get my emails two different times asking him to look at my request? What is my request? Oh, I have part-time and, you know, appreciate it being full-time. It seems like she just gets started and she has to leave my one part-time. There's just so much to do. And it's not just paperwork. I think I've mentioned that she balances many, many statements and does anything that she can have to do besides filing hundreds of
So how many hours how many hours do you your part time do a week?
Well, she's supposed to do 20.
So you're requesting 20-hour-a-week employee to 40-hour-a-week. Okay.
I wonder if that could be. Is there any, I'm wondering, I don't know, I mean, with all the people that retired that were making a lot of money, is there not funds now to hire staff that some of us need? Or is that another... Is that another item? But anyhow, mainly my request is to get more help in my office.
Okay.
That's my main concern.
Well, we had a situation where we had worked on this budget and got it down to where to balance the revenues and the expenditures to where we were within $138,000 if we didn't spend the emergency fund, if we didn't spend the contingency fund, if we didn't all the things that were added to the budget that some of them are statutory, duties of the commission and the auditor to put those in place, then we made a decision to give everybody a $1,000 raise that was in the GCR budget, which puts us back up over and make us have to take those funds out of what we have in reserve, so that we have a full understanding of where we were at and what we had to go through to get there. There were a little over $4 million. Rick, was it closer to 4.5? But it was over $4 million requested more than what we had revenues.
I don't really let my head in, so I couldn't say.
Well, I mean, when we started, that's what I was.
First request probably were, by the time we brought it to you, I think it was about $2 million.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot to cut.
And that did include contingency, emergency, and other kinds of
right.
things. So it was closer than that. But
right.
Yes, you're right.
But anyway, Carol, as this county commission stepped up to the plate when one of your employees was out for a while with some illness or something, and we stepped up to the plate and hired a person to come in and help you out, and then we kept that person on as a part-time employee, and that was your request last year, was to have at least some part-time help. I would not see that we would add to that. If that employee that's in there, I think I've made mention of it to you before, I think is a good employee. I was willing to try to put that person on full time, but half of that time would have been for the mail room, and you said you didn't think that would work. The filing of papers and things like that was something I thought could have maybe a break in it, and she could run and do the mail, deliver the mail to the post office of a morning and then in the afternoon. Now, the way I understand that your request is that you're wanting a full-time just to file papers and work in the office. What does those job duties leave for the other person?
Well, it's not just file papers.
I'm just taking what you said. You requested last year somebody to file papers.
Well, and that was a lot of it. But when I had the part-time before, the person did not just file papers, they balanced bank statements and they do other things. They were typing in notes in the computer for our meetings and things. I mean, I know filing is a big part, but there are many other things to do other than just file. As a matter of fact, the filing kind of piles up because of the other duties. Right now, I have 83 bank accounts, in which that isn't all the people I have, because when I have estates, they don't have a bank account until I sell a property. But it takes a lot to reconcile those bank statements, and that's her main job right now besides filing, you know. But and there are records that need to be purged. There's so much that's hard to explain, but there's so much more that needs to be done. But and it always comes back to paperwork. As far as the mail, I talked to Linda Sorensen, and she said that it would be more than it would take so much out of my office that she wouldn't the person wouldn't even be there, because it's way more than she thought about 5 hours a day for a mail. But I don't know. I mean, that was just, you know, from her having a mail person in her office at one time, and thought that it would take lots more time out of my office that
but the person would even be there the 20 hours, let alone any extra.
We've had this review with you as we worked on the budget and tried to figure out exactly what we could do. And Brandon, do you have any comments on that? Or?
As far as a mail person,
well, that's just my idea. That yeah, was, it doesn't know. Have anything to do with the other two commissioners.
Yeah.
I was just looking for some service.
I know, it's something to do, at one time, I had 3 days. That was cut when my other part-time had went to work at the prosecutor's office, and that cut me 4 hours. So, yeah.
Sorry, asking if they won't give you four full time or they move up to 24 hours. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, it would help if you could go back to the.
This is my mom, and I've got to take it because she called on her own emergency.
Take recess.
We'll recess for a moment.
To have it, if you don't want to pay benefits, so maybe have another 20 hours, or to add 4 more hours to the part time I've got, which is what I used to have at one time, just to have that extra time.
Have your ringer turned on?
Huh?
Have you got your ringer turned on so you'll hear it?
Yeah, it buzzes.
See, I can hear the buzz.
Actually, when I had my other 24 hours, I was able to give the person some of the bills to pay other than the... there's so many bills that have to be paid each month. Anyhow.
Carol, what is your caseload?
have over 100, I haven't added that up, but it's about around 120. That includes all the estates and things that besides that, which keeps me out of the office a lot at inventorying properties and selling properties. And it's mainly that I'm out of the office so much that I need some, you know, more help there to pick up some of the stuff that needs to be done when I'm not there.
You say over 100?
Yeah, at least about 120. Those are active. I mean, there's way, you know, more than that as far as files. But,
so you have active and inactive cases? Is
well,
that what
yeah, what I would call, if they're more than 2 years out, because we still work on, you know, when someone passes away, they're still active because we're still working on them and we're still... we're still doing a lot of things with the people that actually pass away that are besides estates. So yes, active, what I would call active, what we're still working on all their business, about 120.
Isn't it strange that the census would have so many deputies forever, so many cases?
Yes. There is a statute I didn't bring with me. I've mentioned it several times here, but it says the problem with the statute is it says may and it doesn't say shall. The thing of it, you know, to me, if the statute wasn't in there, it's there because we need help, you know. Public administrators need the help.
It's there because the legislator put it in there to give a favor to somebody.
Yeah.
That's how all the statutes are in there.
I don't know.
Or quite a few of them.
They
got big lobbyists.
But I wish they'd have got shall in there instead of may, because, and I've talked to legislators to try to get them to get in there and change that, but there, you know, there's so many other important things for them to work on. But, you know, a lot of public administrators, I mean, Lee County has several part-time she works that work. But, I don't know. I just, you know, if it wasn't in there, if it's in there, it means that we need help. It just is worded not good.
So you got the part-time.
Yes.
When did you get your part-time? Last year?
July 28th is when she went to started working.
July of 14?
Uh-huh.
Is that still in there, her budget?
Yeah, I still have the part-time.
And we never removed it after the other help came back, so we just left it there.
Can't remember what year I got that I first got the part-time. It was canceled in 2011. It was discontinued, but I'd had part-time for several years before that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I did.
As I was reading the mission or the statement that we had for the 2015 budget. And in that statement, there was a statement in there about Road and Bridge being financially sound by Mr. Finley. And that the reason for that to take place was the difficult decision that was made back in 2011 to
help everybody. Right, there's a lot of other things involved in it.
Right, but there was a difficult decision to lay off some employees, and some of those employees, the biggest majority of them, have been hired back. But if we hadn't done that at that particular time, I'm pretty sure that we would have had Road and Bridge would have been in some of the same situation that we have in GCR now. We should have acted the next year. We acted on GCR budget, but it was about a year too late for the total monies of GCR to work out. I think at that time we laid off close to 20, maybe it was 24 seems to be the number, I don't know.
Well, I thought that all occurred about the same time.
No, it was a year apart. There was a year difference in the two. The request for more people, now they didn't affect many offices, but we did have to make some tough decisions if we're going to try to make this budget anywhere close to work for the future. We have to consider there's going to be several people request and already have requested more people to work in their offices. I can't, Carolyn, I know that you do the best you can do, but I can't support any more help in your office other than having that part-time that we added. I think that we've seen the need and did put that part-time person in there in July. If you guys can speak up to that, well, that's fine. Process with the elected officials already, some of them as many as twice, and we're only required to go through it once. So Mike, this is mainly for Mike's benefit to bring this forward now. So
and so you've met with the Carol previous.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Houseman tabled my request.
Okay.
That's why I'm back again.
Okay.
Sorry, because it didn't get...
Well, Carol, I think they probably did address it. Just, I don't know that, but I think that about what they gave me is they decided just exactly what Andy's telling you. Now, that I can't say that for sure because it wasn't in all those meetings, but that appears to be what has happened. And I still understand if you need any help, you want to come back and ask for more help again, so I'm not saying let's do that.
You know, ever since the cut in 2011, I've come back several times and asked for that. The office from 2011 got so far behind that we're just,
And we did give that. We did come back and ask for part-time, and we did give that.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much. I appreciate it. Would you consider 4 more hours then to get back to 24? Anything would help. Is there any way in real quick that I'll go back to the other one. Did you have the one building do their mail and the other, you know, divide it up two people? Something? I mean, since Linda said it takes so many hours,
That's been a topic of discussion since we had the mail clerk. I mean, it was full time to start off with, and then it was brought to the attention of the commission that they didn't think, but it was a half-time job. And then when the mail clerk left, well, then we had a half-time person that did the mail. So I personally, I don't know. Brandon, what do you think on that? Because we need to move on here with this. Are you fine with what we discussed? Are you wanting to consider four more hours or what? Mike, and I'm the only one speaking up here, and I just I'd like to get this process moving on.
So Brandon, are you set on what y'all had already approved? Is that what I'm hearing? Okay.
When we get to the end, I'll look at the 4 hours. I don't know if Danny thinks.
Okay.
So that's the way we can leave it and move on. Carol, is this whenever we get to the end of the budget, we look at the 4 hours that you're requesting. Is that the way I understand it?
Yep.
And will you let me know would you let me know something? Okay.
Yep.
I appreciate you letting me be here and speak, and I know you're busy, and I've got to be set. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, like I said, I've been meeting with the auditor and the treasurer, going back and forth. I'm trying to understand the budget. There's a lot there. I understand that we've got this beginning balance in the general county revenue of $8.5 million. Projected revenues at $12.3 million.
You said beginning balance. You mean for 2015?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just running these numbers to see if you all concur. Available funds, $20.925 million. We've appropriated $14 million. And we're showing an ending balance of $6.8 million. Okay. I have just some questions on the 134 line item. Okay. Okay, the HR admin, that's our human resources.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have a HR mailroom position, is that correct? Is that a full-time position?
They've got it as that. It's not a full-time job, and it's been stated at that. But it's got HR mailroom at the starting salary at $10 an hour, full-time. History has told us that it's not a full-time job.
Well, the mail person is not a full-time. The HR mail person is.
That's what I understood when it came to me. HR mailroom. That's why I didn't call it mailroom.
Right. And I understand that, and I've never agreed with it from the very beginning that it was that the two belong together. It seems like a total misfit to me that you would have an HR person that would be a mail clerk. So
I think they did use your strip before filing. So and that's what HR originally used. That, I don't disagree with you. It doesn't matter to me. That's what the position was. It's been in the budget.
Right, and it's been in there for
4 years.
Right.
It's been there for a while.
Huh.
We've only had it for a year.
But is that's your question, though? Is it a full-time person? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's budgeted that way.
Okay. And then... let's see. Can you tell me what professional services is? It's like $80,400.
Out of that is your... the audits paid out of that, any architectural or grants, writer, if you do one. The Mass 90 program, I believe, is paid out of that, or will be paid out of that. I said any engineering will be paid out of that.
Okay.
So that's just a...
It's attorney's fees for...
Well, attorney's is under contract labor.
Huh?
Attorney's is under contract labor.
Right.
Okay. That was my next question.
But if we have, I know this isn't it, but let's say insurance. If we had insurance, I mean, I know they're paid a different way, but that's a type of professional service that could be paid out. I mean, it's just a different. It's there in case we have to. Rick, you know what we use a year in the combined professional services throughout the...
and see what we did last year. That was coded there. Now, sometimes things don't get coded appropriately.
It was cut considerably, wasn't it, from last year?
I think it was around $125,000. We brought down to
$80,400. Let me find it here. Last year, we did spend $98,000 for professional services. Budgeted 140 last year.
So this is we're budgeting $80,400 for our attorneys.
No.
Professional services, like it could be an engineer, could be an architect, but that's where you'll take out your auditing fees because that's professional service. That's professional service.
Well, I'm trying to think of what other examples there are.
I was trying to think of what maybe come out of that. I'll bet you that one probably had some negotiation fees on a couple of things. I don't know because you had some comments from, I think you had some legal.
One of the mediation fees came out of that.
Negotiation, those professional services come out of there. I'd have to look.
But
the
reason we did that, Mike, is we look back and we spent $98,000 last year through that professional services line. We dropped it to $80,400.
Okay.
Anytime we do that, we're hoping that it doesn't exceed that, and we cut it back to where we hope we can live with it.
And then I have another line. It was here in one document, and then it's And this other document is not here. And I just had a question. The miscellaneous other, is that, it was $1,000, and now I don't see it on this recent document?
Yeah, it was requested and then taken out, okay. I guess, I guess Rick took it out. There was it actually needs to go into the supplies. It's not a...
what are you talking about?
It's not in here now.
I've got the original one.
134-20-999.
134-20-999 just says miscellaneous.
I would prefer it wasn't there, but it is
there. He made that comment. That's the reason I said it should be moved to supply.
Okay. So supplies and freight?
Yeah. Add 500 to it, or, I mean, to make it 500 or whatever.
5,500?
Okay, all right. That's his. Okay. Just this one. I had one that had miscellaneous office, and this just said miscellaneous. So, but I guess the same line item number. I got it. Okay.
You're wanting to move that up to supplies?
Well, he did. Rick didn't like the miscellaneous road on there.
That's fine.
It's in several places, so
I'm.
If you want to change it, you tell me.
Do you want to keep it to 1,000 or just make it 500? We cut and cut and cut.
I'm off.
Tell Rick now what you want to do. Add it up there to the supplies and get rid of it in the.
Yeah, I don't want to put it in supplies and freight. A lot of times they'll have supplies and freight. Is that what it's got wrote in here?
When you move supplies.
That'll be fine.
Let's move the 1,000 up there. We're going to get
rid of it. All right, and then that won't change anything. I just move it.
Right.
Move the lines.
So it's in supplies.
Yep. It's 134-20-004.
Yep. Okay.
And that had been cut, too, so from the original document that was sent to us. So
did you move the 4,000?
I did move the 4,000.
Okay. So this lane is gone.
Well, I can put them to that.
Do
I? She asked if I moved the 4,000. I said yes, and I asked if that's what she understood too. She said yes.
All right.
Any of those things that you don't, I mean, that you have a question on, or you don't like the way it's wrote in there, to speak up?
I think I've addressed it. I'm just looking and asking questions.
There was a deal brought up the last time we met on this about one of the salaries that you had a question about that had been moved from 39 to 36 or something that, and you had brought that to our attention in the group, and the question never was answered, so I don't even know what it was. It in this one or was it in another?
Oh, just a second here.
You had notes wrote down. I did have a question on this before we get out of this particular. We had procurement.
Mm-hmm.
And then down where it's AP and payroll, we've got $36,000. Is that where you're thinking?
Yep. Right.
Okay. There has been a, as I understood, in the office's needs that we have looked at, that there was a some equipment that you wanted to keep in your office, Rick. That was a scanner and copier and things like that, but you were willing to let them have some kind of a fax machine. Well, what was it you was going to let?
They the fax machine. I think I want my copier. I still want to keep.
The reason
she's taking over the mail, my post office box. She was over there to get a post office box. I said, don't do that because we got too many down there anyway. I said, you can keep mine. You bring me my mail.
Okay. Well,
that makes any sense to do things like that.
Here's the question. the copier that they're going to need, because they're going to need one just like you've got or whatever, is $4,000. We called and talked to Mark Ress, who takes care of that type of stuff for us, and he got a price on it. It's $4,000. And that'll need to be added too, because we didn't have it in here.
Well, let me tell you what I would suspect that you should do. You've got a line for equipment, and I would assume that there's money in there. Now, it is going to be an expense for this office, and I would say you might want to take it out of this office, but it's covered in the budget.
Oh, it's already covered in the total.
You've got a little more line that has a whole bunch of expenses there. And you're right, Danny. It is a cost to move in this office.
The one that requests from them saying that we were going to need a new copier anyways in the HR office or something?
That I don't know.
I was thinking I just read it on your...
Well, I've got her notes in there. Let me see if I can find.
That's what I was going off of, is what was stated whenever we were going over this. So there's a $4,000 need that's not in here, is what I'm trying to say, Mike.
There might be some extra copiers down in the IT department that you could get.
They asked Mark. This has already been went through, and they asked Mark, and Mark said that the thing that they would need would be a $4,000 copier. That's what that he told either.
Just so you know, in 114, you had budgeted $150,000 for equipment. Now, I don't know what that equipment is, but I'm assuming, because at one time we tried to get all the equipment into that line.
And I think it should be.
Well, there's pluses and minuses both ways, and that makes a difference to me that there's money there that will cover that.
Well, didn't we go out for a big, massive bid on copiers and maintenance and all that kind of stuff? Is that, and that line, let me look here and see, hadn't that line been cut from what it was last year?
$200,000 last year.
Yeah.
And only $12,000 in there last year.
And we got $150,000. Are you all right with that, Brandon, and thinking we can get it out of there, or do you want to add the $4,000 to it? We know there's been a lot of checking on the prices and checking to see if it was any available and all those kind of things.
That's fine. I'm trying to find that other note.
Find what?
That was a note, because I just read it.
Yeah, I think I took it out of my final copy here. I had the other one. I could open one of those up and look.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's all.
Well, you're looking for that, Mike. Can we go into recess? I've got a situation here that I've got to.
We'll go into recess
and check on.
I need to go to the bathroom. I'll be in recess. My coffee's...